like, hold on. She tryna fuck some all of my chops on. Slide if you want to, wait it's too tough. You finna leave with your back blown. Move work easy, slick I'm greasy. Wrist diced out, it's too tone. Money keep rolling over here, your folks keep coming, keep put on. I slurred on bricks like Fritos. Fucking these free code, lose your money. Water tsunami, under that budget is great, now he burning. Same to these streets, I preach, I rest my cases. Shit, I don't need no attorney. High school niggas had sex on me. I hopped in that field, but I promise I earned it. They ain't believe in me, what the fuck? Damn, they must ain't listen to Journey. Tryna peace with me, cause I'm on now, bridges burn, I ain't use no furnace. I'm him in the way that you put it. Bitch, I'm feeling like Ernest. Last week had no purpose. Now the chick came in, I ain't working the trick. First of the month, used to win on that day. Now I'm stacking the check, fuck a minimum wage. Walk through a party, already on it. Bulletproof, feeling like Luke Cage.
Peace, love, and light to all the gods and goddesses tuning in. And hey to everybody else joining us today. No matter where you are or who you are in the world, welcome to Vibrate Higher. I am the crazy, the insane, not Martin Payne, but with Renee. And as always, vibrating high with my co-host, Queen Rich.
Hey,
Queen
everybody.
Rich, what's the vibe? What's new with you today? How are you feeling?
Girl, I'm feeling like I got to get my housework in order. I had to wash, but I got a good nap in, so I'm refreshed, ready to get everything done so I can go on back to the slave work, you know what I mean, the job.
Most definitely for both of us, back to the slave trade tomorrow. But, you know, I'm in good spirits, you know, so I'm just happy to be going live today. And today will be the last show of season one. And so before we get into tonight's show, depending on where you are in the world, you know, I would like to thank each and every one of our supporters and listeners. We took 5 months off, and I feel like we came back with a major comeback like we never left. And so from the States to Japan to India, we thank you and we love you all. Now, with today being Tuesday, of course, we got a need to talk about topic, and that topic is burning bridges. And so for me, I feel like as children, we've been hearing, don't burn your bridges or don't bite the hand that feeds you. And as a child hearing that, I was like, how I am now, fuck them bridges. I've always been a far out thinker. So it's always like, shit, if them bridges do burn, they were never meant to be built. But I wanted to see Queen Rich as a child hearing that. What were your thoughts on burning bridges?
Now that I'm older, that was the worst fucking advice you can give a child. For one, as a child, you don't have much say-so in black households, and that takes a toll on the mentality of a child because they're not able to flourish in their own personality and beliefs, you know, and thoughts process. Like, why I can't ask you a question? Like, why I can't ask why we don't have no food? You know what I mean? But now, looking back, I know better. And I just learned better, like, in my 20s, you know, that it's okay, you know, as long as the intent and the delivery, you know what I mean? I don't mean it's okay to do shit out of spite and just, you know what I mean, just fuck people over for the hell of it. But for your mental peace, your home peace, whatever, you have to. And I can swim. So I don't give a fuck. Been knowing how I took swim lessons when I was little. So same as you. I don't care about burning bridges. That's one thing. You shouldn't never put me on that bitch.
Okay. And before we go into, you know, go in deeper on that, I wanted to see, does it make a difference when you're the one burning the bridges versus someone else burning them?
It definitely does. It's intense. I had to learn that it's okay when, you know, you want better for, it's okay to want better for yourself. It's okay to change. It's okay to evolve. And if, you know, it's perspective, you know what I mean? If you call me, burning this bridge with you or so whatever, cause I done said some real shit to you and you didn't like it in your opinion, you didn't like what I had to say, fuck it. That ain't got nothing to do with me because I stood in my truth. It all begins with you. What you stand on, what you stand on. You know what I'm saying? And when people do you wrong or whatnot or to burn a bridge in that spiteful type of way, I don't I don't pay no attention to. I don't feed the feeding my energy.
Well, definitely. And, you know, for some reason now, hearing don't burn your bridges as an adult is like saying you're forcing me to stick with a person or some shit that I've either outgrown or I'm not comfortable with. And they say, and
right.
if you're saying those are my bridges, why can't I burn them? And I feel like there's only been one bridge that I've burned, and I wanted to go back and attempt to rebuild. But I'm going to get into the details of that a little later. But I said that to ask, has there ever been just like a situation with you to where someone has burnt that bridge and it's just like the point of no return? Or how are you when someone burns a bridge with you? Are you willing to rebuild, or are you just like, fuck it?
My thing is the respect. Now, you can't respect nothing of mine. You can't disrespect nothing of mine and think that that bridge ain't burnt down, because that's my number one thing. Do not disrespect me. Don't disrespect my partner. Don't disrespect my kids. Don't disrespect my home. Don't disrespect my peace. You know what I mean? And that's just the thing about it. Like, people can do different things, you know what I'm saying, to you or whatever, and you can call it burning a bridge, or it can be called quits. That's the power you have. You have boundaries. You have to set boundaries. And if people cross those, then let them burn. Let them burn. I learned that I was way too old to just now place boundaries in my life, you know what I'm saying, that people, they don't want to cross it, but they don't know how to deal with, and it don't be intentional. But once I tell you one time, I don't like how you made me feel, don't do this to me, or, you know what I mean, I'm going to have to quit fucking with you, and you still do it, then, hey, the bridge needs to be burned.
I agree. I totally agree, because some bridges that you burn, I mean, they are forgivable. Some situations are forgivable, but like you said, you can't disrespect
right.
me. You can't disrespect my household, my spouse, nothing that I'm connected with and think that that bridge is still going to be there. And so for me,
right.
I feel like I'm a forgive and never forget type of motherfucker to a certain point, because, one, we don't have to forgive. I feel like people were taught that you must forgive. No, it's a choice. Forgiveness is a choice. And two, people
right.
need to stop doing shit that puts people in positions to always have to forgive and forget, or, you know, to
exactly.
forget and never forget. We are grown, and I'm grown enough to repatch up some shit, but rebuilding a whole bridge, baby, don't get that good with me. Because why the fuck did it burn?
Right.
Especially on your
right.
terms. And so I feel like, and I want to tell you a story, because I feel like anybody that truly knows me, no, I don't fuck with a lot of people. But there was a chick I used
yeah.
to be real cool with, and anytime, like, you would see me, you would either see her in my car, or we'd be smoking, we would be doing something. And so, long story short, I'm not going to run it from the top, but she was telling everybody business. And one day, her boyfriend told me, she was talking about all her friends. This bitch considered me to be one of her best friends. So, I knew he was mad. But whether he was moving off emotions or not, I felt the truth in the vibration of his words. It was the same
yeah.
vibrational feeling I got in my stomach when I initially felt she was telling my business. Because every time
yeah.
I would say something, she would just be like, oh, listen, you so funny. I can't wait to tell S and Fizz. I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? Just couldn't wait to tell. And it wasn't
right.
like that part I didn't mind. But you got to think about it. When a person going around doing all that, do you really think that they're not talking your business in any other way?
Exactly.
And so
exactly.
Her best friend told me. So after her man told me, I had already felt it. Her man confirmed it, and her best friend ran it by me again. And so she was telling me the shit that she was saying. I turned red, like, seriously. And since she was pregnant, I didn't want to confront her in front of everybody. So while I'm at the baby shower, I chose to throw for her. And so, like I said, her best friend, she telling me all the slick shit she was saying. It wasn't even too bad. It was the principle. A lot of shit with me is the principle. It ain't what you're doing. It's the principle
yeah.
about it. And so
yeah.
instead of me doing what I wanted to do, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to pack my shit up. And I'm going to get to going. And I'm going to let this be the last time. All right? So, boom. As I'm packing up, Vanessa say, listen, what's wrong? don't go nowhere. You just need to snow. Get the wee man on his way. You know, laugh and just try, because they could tell, like, the way I was moving shit and slamming shit, it sounded like the creator was up there moving furniture, because, baby, I really wanted to fight the whole room. And so,
yeah.
Now, I don't got nothing against people, you know, but I don't do no smoking with just no any and everybody. I don't know where no motherfucker lives in. And so, exactly. And Wichita got herpes running around here like Dallas got AIDS, so I fuck around. And, I'm dead ass serious. and so I go outside, because like I said, I'm packing this shit that I said they can keep. I'm packing it, putting it in my car, and I see the weed man. This the same man that done broke my jaw, done slit my throat, and we recently just split up. So, and on all that, not only did you start buying weed from him, you started asking him to do his hair. Like, you was doing shit like that behind my back. And I'm a type of motherfucker, I don't give a fuck who you are, what we do to each other. I'm going to always be cool with people. Like, motherfuckers going to always be cool with me because of who I am. I'm loyal. I'm real. I'm just not nothing like these other motherfuckers. And so, like, even though we went through that, a motherfucker was still communicating with me. He was telling me this, but, again, you sound like a mad person, so I really didn't pay no attention to
right.
it. And so after that, I went back inside, and I started packing up everything else I said they can have. Now, keep in mind, so then they could keep the food, the drinks, the gifts, everything. But at that point, I didn't get no fucks. I started packing up everything. She was like, oh, I'm going to take this home, eat this. I'm going to take this home, do this. You're not taking nothing home, especially that I brought. And I brought everything at that baby shower, from the goddamn food, drinks, and I ain't had no food stamps. Anybody want to sell me no food stamps? So it came out of my pocket, so I was really irritated. And so, again, she could tell something was wrong, but I didn't say nothing because I feel like when you're confronting someone, you have to be prepared for their reaction. Because I know me, a motherfucker coming to confront me, they better have some hands after that. Like, seriously. Because anytime I feel like I walk away from a situation or I don't entertain a situation and you want to amp me up, you're going to get front row seat to that Lissa ass-kicking show. But she got on Facebook. Because after that night, like, I didn't talk to her. And I didn't explain to nobody. I mean, it was me, her, Toisha was there. Everybody was there. Like, everybody from Hershey that was class of 09 that really fucked with her was there. And so she got on Facebook with a subliminal saying she didn't know. She said, I don't know why I choose to hang with people that never really liked me. So I clapped back by tagging her in any post I felt or I knew she would feel like was about her. Shit, Antoinette, who the fuck is you? You're not scared of me.
Goodness.
You talking about
Lissa.
Me. You already knew I was going to name drop. But you were talking about me. Why would I be mad? And it ain't no beef. Like, don't get me wrong. I've seen it several times. But there's just no, like, there's no rekindling that fire. There's no rebuilding that bridge. Like, that bridge that burnt that day was meant to be burnt, and I feel like that bridge there, I don't want to re-attempt to build that, but I feel like also one of those things that when that bridge burns, it's not to establish a more stable foundation. That was just, I feel like that was beyond the lines of crossing, and you did it. Because if I'm, you know, I'm real enough to be your friend, I'm taking up for you, you know, your man at work telling people you look like an African, and I got your back, but you telling my business and you talking about me. And here I am I'm always putting myself front line for people, and I feel like they put themselves in the positions to burn those bridges. So I feel like I might sound like a hypocrite because, again, there are some bridges that I would be, you know, willing to rebuild, but that is one because that was 10 years of me invested in, you know, in a friendship that was never really real. And so, I don't know, I just wanted to see, like, have you ever been in a situation, like, where you felt like burning a bridge was needed to get through a certain situation with that person?
Let me tell you, I'm glad you asked. Where do I start? So you ever heard of quantum jumping? Quantum leaping?
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? For the people that are listening that may not know, that's when you let go of things that are binding you from progression. So say you're in a horrible toxic, this is me. I was in a toxic, horrible ass fucking relationship, bitch. Didn't know when to leave, knew I would, shouldn't have been in it in the first place, but just really didn't want to go and be in my sister home or, you know, stay with, you know what I mean? So I had to get my shit together. But anyways, you leave that toxic ass relationship and your life begins to flourish. That's quantum jumping, quantum leaping. And there's plenty of ways to do it. You can do it in a shower, with the shower, you know, if you into that. But I'm not, that's not what this is for. But that's exactly what, for me, burning bridges are. It's nothing but a quantum leap. It's something that you had to either go through. I ain't even going to say either. Shit. You had to go through that shit to get through that shit, to get to where the fuck you needed to be. And I don't see any wrong in that. I don't find anything, you know, spiteful or negative about that at all, because each and every one of us are different. Yeah, the friendship was built, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes some things and some people don't serve you in the next chapter of your life. And I feel like now that, you know, I moved, shit like that is, like, really real, because people who don't support your beliefs, people who don't support what you got going on, your progression, people who don't, you know, who try to throw things at you, more obstacles in your way to stop what the fuck you got going on, need to be shook the fuck down and out, period, because you're not, that's crabs in a bucket type shit. You steady trying to go forward. And you have those people, because those people, you know, trying to pull you back, and you feel some type of way because of these labels. Oh, that's my best friend. Oh, that's my sister. Oh, that's my mom. Oh, that's my dad. Oh, no. Without those titles, who are these people? Who are these people? You know, I mean, what intents do these people have for you?
Facts.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it took me this long to actually realize that a lot of friends that I had wasn't friends. I ain't going to say wasn't friends, but it just, some shit just, you, it just outplays itself. And you begin to see, once you slow the fuck down and actually focus on yourself and what you want to do with your life and how you want your lifestyle to be. If that shit don't resonate, if you vibing on a different level, you're going to feel some type of way. I feel some type of way. You can't say nothing to me and me not think about the intent behind it. You get what I'm saying? This podcast, for one thing, means so much to me. Don't play with me about it. My beliefs mean so much to me. Don't play with me about it. Once you say anything jokingly about anything I got going on, that's a mental note for me. You're not meant to be where I'm going. Simple as that. I don't find any wrong in it. I quantum leap all the time. You know what I'm saying? And it's necessary that you do so, because we don't know when. And once you do it and all the shit starts shaking off, you'll know. Like, yeah, that's what that was. That's exactly what was holding me back from going to where I need to be.
That's true. And like she said, don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play. Because I'm the same fucking way. Like, there's certain things you can do and say, but everything is a mental note for everybody. And it took a long time for me to understand that a lot of shit I did and said was a mental note for people, and it fucked people up. And I had to change that because, again, growing up hearing don't burn bridges, it really made me feel like our parents were trying to scare us. And like you said, when you're growing up in a people of color home, you don't really get much say so. So they're quick to say, don't burn your bridges. But I feel like even with family, some bridges need to be burnt, because like you said, once you snatch them titles away, what is the intent? Like, what is the intent? Like, what purpose do you serve in my life? And I feel like a lot of us, especially, you know, the spiritual beings, you and I, well, I'm going to speak on me. I'm not going to speak for you. My family, I feel like, not all of them, but some of them, I was sent to this karmic family because of you know, my karmic debt that I have to pay. And so when you really understand, like, who you are and what these people, like you said, who they really are to you, you will realize that, yeah, these are my family by blood, but in all actuality, they are a distraction or, you know, they're put in the way, and I feel like a lot of family, they do shit like that too. Like, they do certain shit to make you burn those bridges, but they do it so they can just talk about you. So, like, you know, when you get into a family, they start the shit, but you burn that bridge. I don't want to keep going to this. You treated me this way as a child. I don't have to deal with this as an adult. But as soon as they get around people, they put the blame on you. But it's them all the time.
Stop playing with me, because, no, I swear, like, literally living the shit. Like, since a fucking kid, you bitches been bullying me. And now that I done grew up and I have set boundaries and I can motherfucking fight and defend myself, like I said, always had to defend myself. I didn't grow up with protection. Wasn't nobody protecting me. So, yes, you come at me sideways. I don't care. You come at me sideways, you be disrespectful, anything, I fight. Thing about it, people don't. You don't, y'all don't know me like that. You know what I'm saying? And for you to play in my face and try and make me feel or take my mind back to a place that really hurt me, you got me fucked up. And I don't care where I am. I got me. We got us. That's why it's so important. Like I say, I'm going to say it all the time. It's important to create your own fucking family. And fucking important. Don't let nobody fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
You got like, chills running through me now because what you just said, like, and I feel like that's why you and I, we click the way that we do because to a certain point, we are one and the same. Like you said, you didn't have nobody protecting you growing up. Even your own family bullied you. I was bullied because I was darker than the other siblings.
Right.
And then, you know, being bow-legged, they made fun of me a little bit. But that wasn't what really hurt. It's like when the kids do it and the adults do it, and then the adults feel like you gotta still accept it. And so, like you said, I fight. Like, I will fight all you motherfuckers. And I don't give a damn. When I get mad, you don't have to call some of everybody because that's just how mad I'm going to be. And I'm knocking out everything that's running through that front door. You're not going to continue to fuck with me. Like,
that's what incarceration did to me. I don't give a fuck. I know how to do time. So I'm going to take it there. Do you hear me? I'm going to take it there. You're going to have to call somebody. And I don't, I'm just like that. You know, I'm not the same person. I'm not the same, what they call it. God damn it. I can't think of the word, but I ain't no motherfucking fool. The blindness is off, baby. I see people for who they are. And if it's necessary, motherfuckers get shook off. I don't need nothing from nobody as long as I have my family that I created. And this is to the people whose intent was to destroy anything that I got going and destroy my mental, destroy anything. If you didn't have anything, if you don't have anything positive, because you got, hey, we're going to go into the next season. So, if you got any intent, I feel it. I felt it, been felt it, and I don't fuck with you. And if there was a bridge that I was on and the bitch burnt down, know that I can swim. And I don't need no bullshit around me trying to contaminate my aura. It's either you fuck with it or you don't. Like, I don't have no problem with burning bridges.
And just to double back on what you said, like you said, it's the intentions, they're felt. Energy is something that you cannot deny, you can't hide. So it's felt, and people know. And shit, like you said, if you was on that bridge and it burnt, shit, so what? You can swim. I can't fucking swim, but I feel like I would rather motherfucking drown than to be on a bridge with some fluke-ass motherfuckers that don't mean me no good. Because I can... Yeah. Shit, me standing on this bridge with people that don't really mean me no good ain't going to help me cross it. So why not get down there, drown, struggle a little bit, and then teach myself how to swim? because we're going to come up out of that. Anything you think you're going to take me through, I'm going to come up out of it. So I don't need to get across your bridge. I'll build another one. Who gives
Thank you.
But again, like I said earlier, there was a bridge that I wanted to rebuild. And so about that bridge, I burnt and I want it back. Like, this was after the baby shower, after the breakup, and everything, because, you know, like, when shit start happening here, here, and here, everything starts spiraling down. But we as beings, we don't realize that shit be happening for us and not to us. We take it as it's happening to us. And so after that, you know, I started going out, you know. He started going out and started drinking more and started wearing less. You know how people do. And so I met this man at the haystack, and he was conversing with another woman there. I guess they had some shit going. Like, I keep shit copacetic. Like, I don't have to really fuck with you, but I don't mind just being cordial and shit like that. And so, like, I don't never try to interrupt what nobody got going on, even if I did have something with you. I ain't trying to backdoor and fuck up nothing you got going on. So, like I said, I was cool. I knew of her. She's an older lady. But I didn't know him. He was an older man. I'd never seen him before. And so you could just tell, like, she was getting irritated because she made it like they was there together. But anyways, he was there conversing with her, and she started talking to me, like, all the older women, they were talking to me, because that's around the time that I was posting my stories on Facebook. This is before I even published the first book. And so we got to talking, and I swear I felt like I knew this man for years. We exchanged numbers, and again, he was older than me, of course. I really don't like young people. And he had, so with him being older, of course, the older women had something to say. So the next day, like, we went to the movies. Like, that's when Us first came out. We went to see it when it first came out. And so from the movies, we just started doing random shit, like Red Lobster, just doing any and everything. And so he is the first person to be able to read my energy and spirit and be like, I'm going to take my time with you. Because you know me, like, I don't hide it. Like, my past is my past. But I was a nympho in that era. Like, when he met me, I was still who I was. And so he was just like, you know, I'm just going to take my time with you. And that, to me, it was that mental note. You know what I'm saying? I kept it in my head. Yeah. And so close to 3 months, we had sex. And I felt like it was worth the wait. No lie. Like, it was – I felt like a nigga at that point waiting on a bitch to give him some pussy. Like, give it here. It was worth it. And so you know, life happens, and instead of me being patient, I went off. But he was just like, you know, you little crazy, you're a little bipolar, but you're pussy good, so I'm going to stick around. You know what I'm saying? He said some stupid shit like that. And so that wasn't enough for me. Like, even though the sex was good, it wasn't enough, because even though I was satisfied physically, he wasn't feeding me mentally. So my mental, it just went left. And so I went off again. But this time when I went off, I went too far. And I'm going to tell you, I went on ahead and I tagged another nigga in my dance video, and that caused me to burn that bridge. And so, yeah, I did. I was horrible, like horrible. And to make it even worse, like, I hate to say it, but I feel like if I'm going to tell it, I got to tell it right. And I hate inconsiderate people, and I was very inconsiderate at that time, like, just in that situation, because while he was giving me more, and then he kind of, like, backed up. And, he backed up because he was having some family issues or whatever, like, his uncle had died. But I felt like that wasn't – not that his uncle's death did not matter. It was just, like, if you're there for me like that, let me be there for you. And it was kind of like he was really closed off. You know what I'm saying? And so I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. And it wasn't just the, you know, the death. It was he started moving weird. And like I said, energy is felt, like, you know? And so, again, like I said, when I went off, I went too far. But after a few weeks, you know, I reached out to him, and I apologized because I was wrong as fuck. Like, I swear to God, I was wrong. Yeah. Like, he just the communication had just stopped. Again, like I said, he was going through what he was going through, and I was inconsiderate to what he was going through, and I made that choice to do what I did, because we're adults, we don't make mistakes, we make choices. And so after I apologized to him, we talked about it, and, you know, he told me he missed some more shit, but even then, when I knew I went too far, I knew he had pulled a meat on me without making it known. And so like I said, again, energy is felt. So fast forward, it's been almost 5 years, and I feel like I would still rebuild that bridge because I want that friendship back. And I know I should have been loving myself anyways, but I feel like he taught me that even in pain, to love and respect yourself, and I feel like that goes a long way.
Right.
And that might make me sound like a hypocrite, because after listening to myself, you know, like I said earlier, does it really make a difference who burns the bridges? And I feel like even in the first situation, we could have rebuilt that bridge, but it was too much time that we had both put in to rebuild that. And on this end, like, we were just getting started, and I was the one that fucked it up. So anytime I feel like I'm fucking up something, I'm grown enough to apologize, try to pack shit up or rebuild even if we can. But I feel like a lot of bridges are burnt to terminate all connectivity, versus bridges are burnt to build stronger foundations. So, I mean, burning bridges is cool. Like I said earlier, I feel like, fuck it. Burn the bridge. If it serves no purpose in your life, they serve no purpose in your life, burn that fucking bridge, because that's a distraction. You don't, like, what are
you
continuing to walk along that bridge for if there's no purpose when you get to the end? It's stupid. So burn the fucking bridge.
You know what? Conversation don't even be the same for me. Like, I can't even converse with people that have rubbed me the wrong way, or I don't feel like, look, that was it. That's, I be telling baby, like, that's it. That was it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I'm not dealing with this person no more. I'm not fucking with them. I'm not, like, none of that. Like, that shit, I don't know. I be feeling like I'm being insensitive, but I don't give a fuck, because at the end of the day, you crossed the boundary. Do you, like, that's how you feel about rekindling or rebuilding, these friendships and stuff like that. And like I said before, when it comes to friends, that's one thing. Like, I can be cordial, you know what I'm saying? But if I feel like you don't want to talk about what I want to talk about, like, you know what I'm saying? Or if we on the phone, you know, I can't stay on the phone too long because I'm not interested. I can't engage because it seems like a broken record. Like, we didn't already have these conversations. We've been having these same conversations for so long.
Man.
Talking about these same people for so long. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm not interested in that. And then plus, like, now working in customer service or whatever on this job, like, I definitely don't like to talk on the phone. I call my mama, my sister, my granny sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But, like, nobody, I'm not talking to nobody no every damn day. I talk to baby every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
Not talking now.
Like,
exactly.
Don't nobody call my phone. So why are you coming to me about me calling you? What is it? Like, what is it that you're feeling? You know what I'm saying? In you about how I'm moving. If you can't see that, okay, I'm busy, I'm not the same, like, I don't know who, you know me. This is something completely different. This, my life done did a whole, I ain't gonna say 360, because 180, baby, I'm turning my back to the other side. So, I'm going in a different direction. And people really be butthurt. Like, what is that? Like, you don't support what I'm doing, for one. You don't support what I talk about, what I'm interested in talking about. So what is the point, and why are you hurt or upset by me not calling you or engaging? I don't know. I say it all the time, girl. I just alone. I be in my own zone in the house, chilling. Yeah.
With spiritual beings, like, with spiritual people, you got to realize a lot of people don't understand that we don't want to talk about the same thing. If it's a repetitive-ass conversation, it's a cycle that you're wanting to continue. And with us, I feel like we outgrow cycles because, I mean, that's the whole purpose, break generational curses. We're not going to keep going through the same shit. I don't want to talk to you and we keep talking about the same shit, because most of the shit that people be talking about, it drains your energy, because it's not the conversation that we need to be having. I don't want to be talking about going to the club. Like you said, if you're not talking about the shit that I'm interested in, if you're not interested in educating yourself, rising above the occasion, taking our land back, like all that type of shit, like I don't waste my time. Like, I don't talk on the phone every day. Like, you and I, we don't even talk every day.
Right.
I mean, we send messages, but I know what it's like to be a spiritual being, to be bombarded with other people. And you know me, like, if my energy bad, I'm not fucking with nobody, because I'm not passing that energy on to you. And a lot of people, they don't care. They carry that energy and they do pass it off. And I wanted to speak on this last bridge, because it's real near and dear to my heart, because I feel like people do need to stop burning bridges. Because you never know when your time is coming, or you never know if you would get the chance to repatch that. And it sucks because, you know, and this is just me being real with y'all, like, for my grandmother, you know, she just passed, but we didn't have that relationship. The bridge was burnt too many times, and it wasn't on my end. You can say, oh, listen, you was a disrespectful kid. Okay, but what about an adolescent? What about an adult? Who burns those bridges then? Because, again, if it starts as a child, I don't have to fucking keep accepting it. Because once I come of age, I have the say-so over what I say and do, or who can tell me what's really, because it's just me. You can't tell me that anymore. And so, you know, she passed without us rebuilding that bridge. And I'm the type of person, like, if we fall out before anything happens, that's how it will be. Like, I'm like, if something ends up happening way before it happens, like, after you pass or whatever happens, like, we don't have to keep it the same. I keep the same energy, because people feel like they can burn those bridges because you'll always be there. I'm going to tell you right now, if y'all don't never know me, never get to meet me. If you do get to meet me, I'm not the motherfucker that you can build a bridge and burn and build again and burn and build again. I'm not going to rebuild.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody gets that one time with me. You get that one. I'm going to give you one, because not everybody know how to treat and talk to people.
Right.
But once I learn you and tell you, hey, this triggers me, or don't do this and this and this, and you, like you said, and you constantly do it, that bridge needs to be burned, because you have to be taught a lesson at this point. And I hate people that are so comfortable with burning bridges because they feel like people will always be there. People, y'all need to wake up. We ain't got all the time in the world. We know time is an illusion, but at the same time, you got to get your shit right. Don't be that person that's burning bridges because you can do so. Burn the bridge only if you need to do so.
Yeah, ain't no coming back. Ain't no back and forth. If you don't burn a motherfucking bridge on your side, like you said, you admit you done burned some bridges, whatever. We all did that before. But ain't no going back. You need to be able to stand on that. When motherfuckers burn their bridges with me, like, I really don't even like to say people put, you know, that shit. Like, I don't want to put a motherfucker on a bridge. You know what I mean? You know, what was the intent of you building the motherfucker, you know, so you could take it away? That's like, here, handing somebody a motherfucking noose. I'm going to put this chair up under you. Now, don't fuck up. Don't fuck with me. Or I'm going to kick this bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. But, like, people got to realize people ain't to be played with. And you better know who you fucking with when you burning bridges, especially a so-called bridge with me, because I don't give a fuck. Family, whoever, you got to go.
No, for real, because really when I think about it, I don't even consider it to be building a bridge. Like, now, we can bridge the gap, but we're not gonna be building a bridge, because I feel like, even metaphorically speaking it, a lot of people don't respect it. So I think people need to stop burning bridges. And like you said, that's the worst thing you could tell people growing up, is don't burn bridges, because now people, they stuck in situations that they feel like if they walk away from it, they ain't loyal, or they was never there for the person.
Yeah.
They get the definitions of shit twisted. And so just my advice on burning bridges, again, burn them, motherfuckers. Because, again, people don't care when they burn them with you. So So if you feel like anybody, like we stated earlier, they don't serve no purpose in your life, or they only there to distract you, and most of the time, y'all friends with people that only want to know your business anyway. Let that shit go.
Exactly.
Because, but I wanted to ask you, glad I thought of that again. Have you ever had to burn a bridge while building a bridge with someone new? So, like, saying you burn old bridges for someone new because, like, maybe someone doesn't like the person you were building the bridge with. And it doesn't even have to be, like, a relationship. Like, have you just ever been in a situation to where you had to cut off, you know, you had to burn this bridge just to rebuild or build one with someone else? It don't even have to be in an ugly way. Like, just not even to sound like an ultimatum, but I got to burn this bridge here to build this bridge with this person. Have you ever been in a situation like that?
I don't know. I mean, it don't.
Most of the times you see people doing it in relationships, but I've seen people burn a bridge with a friend just to, you know, and it's not even always their enemy, but it's sometimes like people they don't like. So, like, when you fall out with somebody here, you go build a bridge with somebody that, because basically a lot of people start being cool, they go be cool with the people they was they talked about with the other person.
Fuck no. No. Because one thing, I don't just discuss my business with nobody. Like, I let you know, like, say I'm not fucking with them or whatever, but I'm not going to jump into detail about the whole situation, the breakdown, because that has a lot to do with it. But I don't know, like... So I'm going to put this, like, with these jobs. This is how I'm going to, you know, refer to this. When you own a job, you work your job, you head employee, head ass or something, and you do what you do or whatever, these people, something happens at home or whatever, you know what I'm saying, with your family emergency or whatever, and I'm trying to hurry up, girl, I'm trying, but, or whatever, right? So you feel so damn bad that you can't even take off from work that, you know, because you don't get, you might lose your job or some shit, or you got a point, you get a point or some bullshit like that. But it's a family emergency situation. You need some shit, some time off. Okay, they don't give it to you, so you work. No raises, no nothing. You decide to go to the next job where there's better pay and all that. Do you put in that 2-week notice? Or do you just up and quit? I ain't even gonna say it, but you know niggas though. You know us. I ain't gonna say us, but you know black people. We finna.
I'm gonna up and quit.
We finna just quit. I'm gonna just quit.
Because you're not gonna give a fuck about me
anyway.
Exactly. And when you die, they ain't gonna wait 2 weeks to hire nobody. They gonna hire somebody immediately. They need somebody immediately to fill your spot, so you're not gonna be worried about me. So I'm not.
Exactly. So, I mean, hey, if this serves a better purpose for you and shit, you feeling like, you know, you been taking for granted. Anytime you been taking for granted, bitch, you need to burn the bridge. Let them burn their bridge, whatever, however it might go, whichever way it might come. Shake the shit off because it's necessary to get to the next page.
Facts. I agree. And I really like this topic today. Because I needed to get that out, because I feel like always recognize when I'm doing something, but I recognize when somebody's doing something to me. So when this was a topic,
right,
it made me think back on the time when I was burning those bridges. And so, again, like you said, this podcast is something that I need. I know it's something that you need, and it helps me.
Yes.
And so I think, you know, this topic for just helping me ease that out, because I feel like I just needed to say that. And I know we're wrapping up. And again, this is the season, ending of season one. This is the finale. But I wanted to see before we go, out of all the episodes we had, even the one 7 months ago, which would be your favorite episode that we've done in season one?
Ooh, when we got down and dirty on the birth certificates. I think that was the first one, wasn't it? System, girl, I can't remember the name, the topic, but when we got down on
the
birthright.
Yes,
birthright.
Yeah, we did. That was a good one.
On it. Yeah, that one was pretty live. That was deep. That was a real wake up. And hey, if you ain't heard it, go back and listen to that motherfucker. Which
yes,
one was yours?
Go back and listen to him. I would have to say, shit, I can't even think. I feel like we haven't had many, but we've had some really good ones. And so if I just had to pinpoint it, I would say, is it the father, mother, or this? Don't get me wrong,
okay,
the straw
okay.
man, birth rights, and universal laws, we went off on that one. But when we got into it, is it the mother, the father, or the system? That one was really good as well. And then the one following the healing journey. So I feel like we had some really good ones for
healing
y'all.
Journey.
We'll be back next week with some dope topics. I'm going to let Queen Rich close us out. And, again, join us back Sunday. So Queen Rich, you go ahead and close us out. We are wrapping up for tonight.
Yes. Yes, thank you guys for listening today. And I just want to tell everyone, let y'all know, winter season is not a time for, bringing on New Year's in, manifesting, making no motherfucking New Year's resolutions and all that, baby, because it's not even the New Year. We're not even on this calendar date. It's all fucked up. But anywho, take this time. Whatever. If it's going to be January 1st for you, take the time to shake the motherfuckers off that you need to shake off and let them go and into your new year how the fuck you need to for the fuck your peace and sanity, okay? Now, yes, come back Sunday with us at 7 p.m. for Frequency Sundays and vibe out to some music. We're going to have some shit for y'all, whether you're celebrating New Year's or what. Just come fuck with us.
Most definitely. And like you said, we'll be back Sunday, as always, High Vibrational Sundays. But I also wanted to say we won't be back, countdown with y'all, New Year with y'all. But I was invited on a podcast this coming Friday. So, if I do go through with that podcast, I will be sure to upload it to, our platform as well. But like Queen just said, we are out for the night. And I really thank you beautiful people for vibing with us through season one. Season two will be even bigger and better. Queen Rich, do you have any last words?
Thank you, guys. We love y'all. Y'all have a wonderful night.
Eyes on me. Eyes on me. Apply that action. Get it. Don't be timid when you win it. Apply that action. Love a bonus. Live alone. Need it. Jump up on it. I guess that's why you like it, baby. Come and get it. Take the love to it, me, baby. Give it all you got. I'm a tough cookie, baby. Get the right guy. You texting me, you know I won't reply. Why you ain't fuck with me when I wasn't just fly? Now I'm on top and now I'm riding sky. Don't need nobody, but I'll take you down tonight. And now I'm okay with being nasty. Too fucking hot for all these girls. Way. My body tripping, boy, but you gon' have to pay. But when you get it, lick it like a candy. Keep your eyes on me, apply. Get it, don't be timid when you win it, fly. Love a bum, live alone, lead it. So I don't want no tears, baby, say it like you need it. Don't mind, it's spicy, baby, drop a bomb. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and get it. Take the lie to it.